As we think about and reflect on the incident of 9/11 and the corresponding times afterwards, there's a lot of time for reflection. One of the things we say to one another when we part ways is stay safe. You hear that commonly between police, fire, and EMS. Well, our job inherently is not safe. Obviously, we don't want to put ourselves in harm's way unnecessarily, but the job by its nature is something that's very dangerous. And one thing that we're not providing enough attention to is our safety in another way, and that's the mental health aspects. We see people at their worst of times, absolutely, and we're the ones that are there that are trying to make a difference, whether it's saving their life or family member's life, protecting their property. There were two firefighter EMT suicides in Bucks County in a little over the last year, firefighter EMT Redner and firefighter EMT Hopkins. George Redner's suicide was August 1st of last year. His parents are personal friends of mine, his dad's in the emergency services, his brother's in the emergency services, and I made a promise to them that we would figure out a way to make things different, that we would develop a support structure for those responders that are in need. We know the people we serve shoulder to shoulder with many times. Some people can manage these situations and take care of themselves, but there's a lot of responders out there that's in need. We don't have a great system for where they can go to get the help that they need. We need to work on breaking the stigmas of it's okay to be upset or need a release after we see something very bad. So with that, some of the efforts we've put forth in Bucks County that I'm hoping can be a model that we can spread amongst the Commonwealth and this nation is we had a program that was conducted by retired Deputy Chief Yeager and his brother, retired Battalion Chief Yeager from the Philadelphia Fire Department. And it dealt with substance abuse within the emergency responders, but also the mental health components of it. We actually were able to tape that. It's currently in production, and we're going to actually ultimately have that up on my website. And I think it's worth the 2-hour watch. Something else we're working on in Bucks County is a dedicated first responder helpline. There is currently training going underway by one of our social service agencies, and the person on the other end of that line is going to be a dispatcher, a firefighter, somebody in an EMS, somebody that's been in law enforcement, whether they're active duty or retired, and they're there to help you. They're there when you even have that down moment, and that down moment may not be because of something that happened in the street. That down moment may be you're having marital problems, you're having financial issues, whatever it may be. That stressor may not be tied to what we do, but because of what we do, there may be some underlying issues there. So we're working hard to develop that because, taking my first responder hat off and putting my state rep hat on, if we are not taking care of our first responders, if we're not taking care of the health and welfare of the men and women that suit up to keep our community safe, then we are failing as a Commonwealth. And the mental health aspects of this, the PTSD aspects of this, are something that are being greatly overlooked. If you have an idea on how we can help or develop these systems, please let me know. I want it to be a big tent. I want to get as much feedback as possible so we can make this system the best it possibly can be. We need to bring everybody together to develop the right system to take care of our responders. So thank you very much for what you do. Stay safe, and please keep doing what you're doing, because what makes our Commonwealth a great and vibrant Commonwealth are the people that put on the uniforms and keep the men and women of our community safe. So thank you very much.